Oops, he did it again. He's made another modcast.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train.
He was a bay tripper. One way ticket, yeah.
Ticket to ride, White Line Highway. Tell all your friends they can go my way.
Yeah, that's it, ticket.
Mr. Suave's Mod Mod World at MrSuave.com and on ModRadioUK.net.
Interrupting all programs.
It's a Mod Mod World.
Oh my God, it feels so good. Oh yeah. Oh, slow down. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Oh my God. I'll go get you a towel.
Here he is, a man who's the caviar in a world of canned tuna, the host of the Modcast, Mr. Suave.
It's a hazy shade of summer. Modcast number 546, here we are in August, and doesn't it seem like the world is burning down with all these tragic fires everywhere? Seattle itself is choked with smoke from fires that are hundreds of miles away in the Cascade Mountains and even up in Canada and British Columbia. But it's just coming over Seattle and it's sitting here. And if my voice sounds weird, it's probably because of that, because it is hurting my throat, actually. And your eyes sting if you're outside too long. I know I shouldn't complain because there are people who have suffered through the fires, losing their homes and all sorts of other horrible things happening. And I'm not complaining. I realize that, you know, I can put up with a little smoke if I have to. What's a person to do, though, right? Gotta survive. Try and get some pleasure from listening to some good music, maybe. I've got you covered this week on the Modcast with some moody, psychedelic pop rockers. I opened the show with Los Angeles trio Monogroove, doing a spiky bit of punched-up power pop, Susie Tuna. That's off of their 2021 album, Into the Sun. Good album. That is probably the hardest-driving song on the album, the rest being kind of a mix of psychedelic-tinged power pop and rock. A good listen with lots of echoes of the 60s, you know, like the Kinks and the Monkees, and some hints of 80s power pop there as well, and all with a bit of an indie rock vibe. I suppose the same could be said of this next set coming up right here. Let's just get right to it, why don't we? From right here in Jet City, this is The Groovy Nobody.
Drunk in by ocean, by the rays that come. lying for.
When she has gone, I know I'll see it in those eyes. Returning when she's done, my love forever.
Music business thinks they make the stars. I think this year they're going to find out they're wrong.
Screen, you make the blanks Thank you. It's so loud in here.
And you call this music?
I mean, how do people even have a conversation?
I came here to eat, not dance.
Can you believe the Smiths wanted to make a reservation for 8 p.m.?
Yeah, who goes to dinner starting at 8 p.m.?
Wait, what time is it?
It's 5:45.
We are more than halfway through the year 2023, and man, the sounds, they just seem to get better and better, don't they? So much good music out there that I can barely share it all with you. Indeed, I just scratched the surface, really, you know. So be sure to show the band some love, pick up their albums, and listen. Okay, just wrapped up a moody, dreamy, lush sort of set right there, all psych-tinged songs. That last band was The Lauds out of Wilmington, North Carolina, with 24 off of their album Imitation Life. It was out earlier this year from Fort Lowell Records. You know, sounding for all the world like it could have been on the charts in, the mid-80s with its very chill sort of new wave vibe. Headed that with a little more garage rock sort of feel, I guess. Veteran rockers The Baron Four with She, just out on Rogue Records earlier this summer. And before them, you heard a real veteran band straight out of the Paisley Underground, The Rain Parade. That's right, Rain Parade are back with their first new music in a long, long time, like 40 years long time. That track was album opener Angel Sister. Pure classic Rain Parade right there. 60s influence, psychedelic sort of folk pop. The new album is Last Rays of a Dying Sun. It's the band's third, and if you're a fan of Rain Parade, you will not be disappointed. Just up before that was French Boutique with Motor Girl, which is off of their fabulous new album, C'est Je ne sais quoi, from Static Wax Records. As usual, French Boutique blending English and French pop with lots of dreamy, psychedelic overtones there. And keeping with the sound, right before that was The Laissez-Faire with A Wild Force. And that comes off of their latest release, Singing in Your Head, from the great Rumbar Records. And finally, starting that set out was a band from good old Snoqualmie, Washington. But I suppose, you know, we should probably just say they're from Seattle. It's easier to pronounce for all you outsiders out there. And it's, you know, what everybody knows, right? Seattle. The band is The Groovy Nobody, a seasoned group of psychedelic rockers. And they have a brand spanking new album out called Solarium. And if you're looking for 60s-influenced modern psychedelic music, then this is the album for you, friends. That track was Sunsick, and it just fits perfectly into this show in my mind. This show, this season, the way I'm feeling, Sunsick. Check out more from The Groovy Nobody. I've got a very cool video of theirs called Soul Searching up right now at MrSwab.com. Part of that standard third set of songs you can always watch over there. I hope you're digging the music. Be sure to hit up that Modcast homepage at MrSwab.com for links to all the bands. And you can keep up with me in social as well, on Facebook and Twitter or Instagram. But not TikTok. Sorry, never TikTok. I do like to hear from listeners. Let me know what you think of the show, good, bad, or otherwise. Be sure to share it with your friends and followers. Good music deserves to be shared. Going to ramp things up a bit right now. Getting It Going is a brand new one from The Michael Weber Show, right here on Mr. Swab's Mod World.
Come on, come on, come on, and take me anywhere the wind blows. Come on, come on, come on, and pull me anywhere my heart goes. I wanna know, I really wanna know. What you waiting for?
so good it's frightening. Strike me a little faster than lightning. Show me a little thing that's exact. I wanna do, I wanna do, I wanna do. Where you gonna be on Saturday night? Where do you go? Come on, come on and pull me anyway my heart goes. I wanna know, I wanna know, I really wanna know. What you waiting for? I said I gotta get it through your head. She said something's a better left unsaid. I said let me love you before we're both dead. I need a new, I need a new, I need a new. If you really wanna toss me aside, gonna let you take me for a ride. Let me down easy, please be kind. God knows I'm about to lose my mind. Come on, come on, come on and take me anywhere the wind blows. Come on, come on, come on and pull me anywhere my heart goes. I wanna know, I really wanna know. What you waiting for?
Hey, this is Paul Armstrong from the Flash Cubes, and you're listening to Mr. Suave's Mod Mod World Modcast.
Along for me. about to happen. It's about to happen.
Was he the black guy on the Mod Squad?
Welcome back, Modsters. I trust you were rocking and rolling with that second set there. That last track was Italian Punk's Hearts Apart, It's About to Happen, off of their new EP, Bang Wrong Again. And right before them, from Illinois, power pop band The Starter Jackets. They have connections to a couple of other bands I've featured on the Modcast in the past, The Copyrights and Local Drags, among others. Anyhow, Starter Jackets released Dead Malls last year with Rad Girlfriend Records, and that was the title track you just heard. And ahead of them, you heard the Flash Cubes. Talk about veterans, man. The Flash Cubes were there in the beginning of the modern power pop surge. They started in New York in 1977, and here they are over 40 years later with the original lineup back together for a really cool album of covers. Not just covers, but covers where a lot of the original artists join them in recording these new versions. And they're giving tribute to their 70s and 80s contemporaries like Pez Band, Shoes, Dwight Tilley, Sparks, Posies, Sponge Tones, and so on. All those kind of great bands. Yeah, the Flash Cubes were right in the mix there back in the day. Among the great cameos on the record, New York Dolls guitarist Steve Conte joined them for a fantastic cover of Slade's Goodbye to Jane. It was a great album, bringing back lots of power pop memories. That track there, of course, was from the Motors originally. That was Forget About You. The album is out now from Big Stir Records, the Flash Cubes' Pop Masters. Get a link to that, of course, up at MrSwab.com. Okay, before that, Wunderkind, the Linda Lindas, with their latest blast of punky power pop. That song was Resolution Revolution, in your face and defiant of day-to-day norms, as always. And still, not 20 years old yet. Wow, right? Ahead of that, another band with an in-your-face sound, Australia's Romero, with the very Strokes-reminiscent Honey. It's from their latest album, 2022's Turn It On. And I've been turning that album on again and again for over a year now, and it never gets old. Fantastic record. You heard Liverpool pop-punk act Mark Murphy and the Meds right before that. They were doing Indiana Jones and You, off their Monochrome album, out from Bloated Cat Records. And way up top of that set, getting it all going, was The Michael Weber Show, which is exactly as it sounds. Practically a one-man band, you'd think, right? Guy's a multi-talented, multi-instrumentalist producer and singer, Michael Weber. But he's not just one man, actually. He's got a shit-sharp, hot-rockin' band of fellow Ohioites. That's right, they're from Ohio. And that band is pretty damn good. That was The Michael Weber Show with the brand new song, brand spanking new even, Come On, Come On. Weber himself's got an interesting backstory. He won an MTV variety show as a guitarist, and I get him noticed enough to play with and at times open for bands like The Counting Crows, Ides of March, and legendary garage rockers Shadows of Night. He even went on to write some songs and play and produce for their latest, the Shadows Wild Man album. So keep an eye on the Michael Weber Show. The band is tight, I tell you, very tight. You check out one of their videos, MrSwab.com, and don't be put off by the sort of sticky, groovy 60s look and feel. The music is top-notch. I'm just saying. All right, people, we're making the final turn into our last lap on this modcast. If you're looking for cool mod tunage out there, be sure to hit up the one and only Mod Radio UK, also known as Radio Agogo, at modradiouk.net. That is the original, I'm telling you, the original, the internet's original mod radio station. Started back in 1996, I believe. And been dishing out cool music 24/7 ever since. Lots of cool shows in there, along with yours truly. There are shows from Ice Cream Man, DJ Penny Lane, Mod Marty, and more. As well as all the best mod-related music in between the shows. I actually listen to it a lot in the background as I'm working. It's perfect for that. And it's always on, man. 24/7, right? Just like Mr. Suave's Mod World has always been on since 2006. Not quite in 1996, I know. But now, hey, sporting over 500 modcasts to listen to. All over at MrSwave.com. Don't forget to spell out the Mr. Okay, enough with the commercials. One more track to take you out. This is a band that first came to fame in the mid-80s, kind of part of the twee C86 jangle pop movement. Featured bands like the June Brides, Primal Scream, Soup Dragons, Wedding Present, that kind of stuff. You get the drift. These guys had three albums and a handful of songs that were alt chart hits, at least, in fairly popular and alternative radio and stuff. As life does. Life moved on, and so did they. But then last year, they recorded and released a new album, 38 years after their first album. So another one in the What's Old is New file. And it's pretty great. The album is New Modern Homes. This song is Bite Size, and the band is The Chesterfields. I'm Mr. Suave. Thanks for listening.